This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Ayin Tes. Yesterday we began Sif Beis. Let's see Sif Beis one more time. If let's say you're 10 tefachim tall, you're in a high place, 10 tefachim tall, or a low place, 10 tefachim tall, or you're in a house, one house, that Saya is in one house, and you're in another house. So you're in a different realm than the Tzaya. Even if the door is open, and you're sitting on the side, even if you see it, if it doesn't smell, if it doesn't smell, you could say Shema. Since it's in another domain, according to the Rush, that the only consideration is even though you could see it, it's okay. According to the Rajva, dafka kishena raya isa. It's only if you don't see it. But if you do see it, then it's going to be a problem because the Rajva learns that layira b'cha ervas davar is referring to tsoya as well. That's why we pointed out that if you're davening and there's a bathroom and the door is open and you're facing it, that would be a problem. According to who? According to the Rajva. V'im yeshla reyach, if it smells loy mahani hafsaka, then the interruption will help. Some say that just like an interposition helps for the tzaya itself, it also helps for the bad smell. So in other words, the mechaber ends that if it smells, a mechitza or a different rishus is not going to help. But some say that just like the mechitza helps for the tzai itself, it will help for the bad smell. Now what does it mean it helps for the bad smell? You still smell it. But it seems like it doesn't matter. It would be okay. We have to see why that is. Sivkat on yod. Hoysa. You're on a high place or a low place. V'adin lehepach. Imhu oymen al-makam ha-gavay v'atsunam munach l'mata ba'aretz. The same thing would be, you're on a high place and the tzaya is down below. Let's say you're sleeping on a bed, 10 tefachim tall, and under it, or before it, you had a toilet bowl. You're on a high place. Now this high place that's 10 tefachim tall, it's not enough that it's high, but you also need it to be what? You need it to be dalet al dalet. V'gam shehu roichav dalet al dalet tefachim. Interesting, the Dirshu brings that the din that has to be dalet al dalet is only by tzoya, which is d'oraisa, but legabe meraglayim, which is only midrabanan, even if it's not dalet al dalet. Fine. Dava makom chashav. V'diyavid emloy ha'roichav dalet al dalet. But diyavid by itself, it's not dalet al dalet. Gam kein ein tzarch lachso spalel. You don't have to go back and daven rak b'tars nadava. Ki yesh plugtas achroinim. Is that there is a machloikis achroinim, namely the Bach and the Taz. The Bach holds it has to be 4x4. By the way, if you want to join us, we're going to be visiting the Bach in 2 weeks. You could come with us to Krakow for Shabbos. From Eretz Yisrael, you should come for Shabbos, just to see the Bach. Okay. Anyway, I just thought I would point that out. Sivkat on Yudbeiz. Oy shahisa bebayis echad, v'hu bebayis achar. Let's say you're in one house, and the tzai is in another house. Perish becheder achar, another room. Another room. By the way, you know, the Rashba famously says that legabe negovaser, your whole house is like dalet amos. Many people rely on these words, the whole bias is like dalet amos. Bias refers to the whole room. In other words, if you had a sink in your room, and it's more than 4 amos away from your bed, that's the heter of kol habayis is kedalet amos. But here's another instance where we say a different house, it means a different room. Fine. And even if the door is open and you're sitting on the side. Perush, Eitzel Makom HaPesach. By the doorway. Ve'ein chilek ben yesham dalas oleh. It doesn't matter if there's a door or not. The fact that there's a doorway, it creates a separation. Now, what exactly is the hefsek? It seems the hefsek is, it's a different room. So even though there's an open doorway, it's a different room. Well, what would the halacha then be if, let's say, you're out in a field and you make a tsuras ha-pesach between you and the tzaya? Is that going to do anything? Meaning, is the lumdus here that the tsuras ha-pesach is a hefsek or not bechlal? It has nothing to do with it. It's despite the fact that it's open. It's not because there's a tsuras ha-pesach. It's despite the tsuras ha-pesach. So the dirshu brings from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld that yitachin, it doesn't help. I don't understand yitachin. He brings from the Eretz Tzvi, the Kuzhik lover, that tsuras ha-pesach has a halachic status of a mechitza, but could be not for this. If you stick your head into the room that has soya, even though you say, what do you mean? There's a hefsek. The fact that my head is in the same room, but it should be treated like I'm in another room because it's nimshach acharoiv gufay. No. It's also even if you close your eyes. Let's say the soya and the person's in the house. Gam kein aser likras. It's still aser to read. The shadin and roishay basar rubai. We throw the head after which the majority of him. Now that's the pashtus. The head is treated by the roiv haguf. It's just that if you stick your head into the room of tsaya, it seems like it's not proper to say shema. Is that a din d'oraisa or is that just like alts kavod? Chazon Ish points out that according to Rav Huna, that darshans from Kol HaNeshama to Halel, that the Evare Neshima are Mehalel, L'chayra it is totally on the Rosh. Okay. Now, the Prima Gadim brings another factor. We saw in Simon Ayin Vav, I forgot about this, that there's a shita in Siv Dalid, who remembers this? That if there's soya al besaray mechusa bebegadav, oy shehichnas yad veisakise darachor veinu mariach reach ra yesh matirim veyesh oisrim. The yesh matirim is that all we care about is the peh and the choytem are bechlal the hilol. We don't care about shari evarim. Remember this? Afilu enam nekiyim shari. V'hayeshoyim tamam. Kol atzmoy say tarmarna. Ve'inan shiu kulam nekiyim. U'pashetu l'fizeu adinam echad me'evarv hu betoch dalet amoy shal tsoya. It's asar. So according to that yeshoyisrim, in Siman Ayin Vav, Siv Dalet, then we don't need any of these reasons. The head is drawn after the rest of the body. There's a shita. All the evarim need to be naki min atzaya. Remember that? Well, now you remember it, right? Siman Ayin Vav Siv Dalet. There's a yesh oimrim, right? It's like begeder. The Gemara says when they remind you, you remember. You just have to see it again. When there's a din that you have to be naki min atzaya, is it kol haneshama? Is it the evare? A neshima have to be naki min atzaya? Or is it kol atzmaisay taimar na Hashem icha meicha? Okay. Sif yudalad. According to the Rajba, it's a problem even though you're in a different room. What's the logic of the Rajba? Taimai. The svirolei, the Rajba holds, tikra, v'layira, koi gamkena isr tzaya. The Rajba holds the isr of layira b'cha erva stavra is going on tzaya as well. Ha'omor b'tchilas ha'mikra. Vim hu roya oisa derach ha'loin shel zechuchis. Lekulei amashari, kidel el bereishim and ayin vav ayin sham. If you see it through a glass, everyone says it's okay. Now, why would that be? Why would that be, according to the Rajba? Who remembers this? That's because it's covered. It's covered. The definition of by Tsaya, it says, the way to rectify seeing it is covering it. So even if the cover still allows you to see it, it's still covered. That's the lamdas. Because by Tsaya, it says v'chisisa. It's not going to help for an erva. If you're looking at a window and there's an erva, the window is not going to help you for the erva. It ain't going to help you. You may be able to close your eyes, but if your eyes are open, it won't help for erva. But it will help for tsaya, even if your eyes are open. Okay, that's Simen Ayin Vav Sif Aleph. V'matzim Einav Oy Belayla. What if stam you close your eyes, or it's the night? Now again, this is talking about it's in a different rishus. Because if it's in the same rishus, you still got a problem of Hayamachanecha Kadosh. So it's talking about next room. And you could see it according to the Rajah. So as it can help to close your eyes. So some say it's going to help according to everyone since you're in another domain. V'yesh oisrin. Some aser. U'v'shasadchak she'in yachal ha'achzer panav. V'shasadchak that you can't turn around. Yesh lismaych adasa mekilin. You can rely on the lenient opinion. Ulam v'she'in yachal liray satzeh machmas gavayoy amkoy. If the reason you can't see it is because it's too high or too deep, l'kuliyama sharibazah, everyone would say it's okay. Raya oisai. That if you see it, where you don't davka b'sheina roya oisai, v'lachin asur ledaber divrei kedusha, therefore you're not allowed to speak words of kedusha, v'mistakel derech chaloyim pasuach, and you're looking at through an open window, roya ha'ashpasais, if you see the sewers, now finally the Mishnah Berurah says that the rin shtukin are the ashpasais, the public sewers, shebar chayvais. So in other words, you're looking out the window at the sewage flowing, it's a problem. Again, if the window is open. Let's say you're davening and you open up the shade and look at, you know who's looking you in the eye. There's a chazir. It could happen. Even though you don't smell it. You have to be careful at the time of Kiddush Levana through an open window. Oy al gunkis. What's a gunkis? Sounds dirty. What's a gunkis? Is a porch? I don't know. Al tzar shal kabod miyatsa meinov. You need to at least close your eyes. Va'azim im reach ra magi aloy mutter. And then if the reach ra doesn't reach you, it's mutter. Okay. Let's say you have a garbage. You don't know if it's a garbage. Mutter. Why? Listen to this. Maybe the halacha is like the Rosh, that as long as it's in a different area, it's okay. And even according to the Rajba, it might not be an ashba. Now, do we say svek sveka on a dairaisa? Just like that? We just say like that, svek sveka? That's a chiddush noira. Just to svek sveka away. It's better to keep your eyes closed. Which bir halacha?
Oisa.
He says, look in the Mishnah Berurah that I say that if you close your eyes and you're not sure if it's a garbage, it's going to help. Why? There's no issue of Machanach HaKadosh and you can't see it. Frakta Prima Gadim. We said earlier in Siman Ayin Hey that by Isser Erva, even if you're Oitzam Einav, there's a problem of Lo Yerbacha. So why does it help to close your eyes? Why does it help to close your eyes? But by erva, it doesn't help to close your eyes. I over here, you're in a different rishus. I thought it's because you're in a different rishus. You're in a different domain here. It's talking about through an open doorway. So you say, but by an open doorway, it's not going to help by erva. So why are we more lenient here? He says, but according to the Prima Gana, even by erva itself, you could close your eyes if it's in a rishus acheres. That's why you could be mekel. And bechlal, many go like the Rosh, and it's a svek sveka. Now what if you're davening and a pig walks by? I would say you should try to find a different shul. That you for sure could be mekel when you close your eyes, because you could also bring the shita of the Bach, that soya oiveres, it's enough to have Dalet Amos Aflefanav. Koshikin Bershus Acher. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Rabbi Isai. Have a great day, okay? Kol Tov.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.